This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Otepoti, Dunedin.
Hello, you are listening to R1 News at 1. We will be back shortly with the bulletin, and we also have local produce today, so stay tuned. First up is Thea Kitty Cat.
Call me a slut when I drizzle like that. Pull the chimney up like a kitty cat. And around my neck, I'll give you a scratch.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, 14th of August. I'm Celia.
And I'm Adam.
In Dunedin news, a student bar labelled Dropkicks is set to open in the space formerly occupied by the Captain Cook and Dive Bar, Hugh Askred of Critic Te Arahi reports. The building, which has historically been home to the Captain Cook, has been up for lease since 2022 and will open its doors this September under the name Dropkicks. The venue's website reports that the business was formed due to an overwhelming need for an affordable live music and entertainment venue in North Dunedin, with the venue promising to offer free entrance for any live music events. For the remainder of 2024, Dropkicks will be open for events only, with regular opening hours planned for 2025. The venue's opening night is planned for the 14th of September, with a still-to-be-announced international guest meant to appear on Saturday, the 5th of October. According to the Dropkicks Instagram page, the revival of the venue is brought to you by the people who run Eric's and Umbrellas, who are wishing to revitalise Dunedin's music scene. For now, the DCC has issued a public notice on the door of the venue at 354 Great King Street, asking for public opinions on the venue's alcohol licensing, with the same venue seeking licence from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m, Monday to Sunday. Objections towards the issuing of the licence close on Wednesday, August 21st.
Small Press Festival is this weekend, a celebration of New Zealand's up-and-coming and long-standing talented writers, creators, artists and publishers. On Friday night at the venue Yours, there will be live readings and a special talk from Dead Bird Books about starting up a press with no experience. On Saturday and Sunday, there will be a range of markets, workshops and panel discussions featuring literature from names such as Starling Magazine, Tender Press and The Physics Room, to name a few. The festival is a representation of small press, the voices and groups of people who are not carried by mainstream press to be seen and heard and are working independently from the conventional publishing industry. Evening Books creates the three-day event as a chance to collaborate and expand the community of incredible readers and writers in Dunedin. In national news, the government has introduced a traffic light system for people on the job seeker benefit, making punitive action on those out of work who do not meet obligations to prepare for or find work, RNZ reports. An accountant who states he is actively looking for an accounting job was told his benefit would be halved because he had not attended a meeting that he says he had not been told about. He says it's completely unfair because there's been no communication whatsoever on their end. The system ranks beneficiaries as green, orange or red, with the high-risk category indicating a third breach of obligations. The consequences include benefit reductions, benefit suspension, money management and or mandatory community work experience. The government is defending its tough love approach, but advocacy groups are questioning any positive change to come from it, as they say it's doing nothing more than beneficiary bashing.
In international news, Ukraine's top commander has said their military forces control 1,000 square kilometres of Russian territory, as they press their biggest cross-border incursion in 2.5 years of full-scale war, reported by RNZ. Commander Oleksandr Sursky said Ukraine continued to conduct an offensive operation in the Kursk region 7 days after it began. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia has brought war to others and now it was coming back to Russia. Russian leader Vladimir Putin described the offensive as a major provocation and offered Russian forces to kick the enemy out of our territory. A growing number of people have been evacuated from the western Russian region for their safety, with a further 59,000 told to leave. The local government has said some 28 villages in the area had fallen to Ukrainian forces and that 12 civilians had been killed. In a comment aired on state television, President Putin said on Monday, "One of the obvious goals of the enemy is to sow discord, strife, intimidate people, destroy the unity and cohesion of Russian society. The main task is, of course, for the Defense Ministry to dislodge the enemy from our territories. Ukrainian officials have said thousands of troops are engaged in the operation, far more than the small incursion initially reported by Russian border guards. An official told news agency AFP that the aim was to inflict maximum losses and to destabilize the situation in Russia. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said a tough response from Russia's armed forces will not take long. Meanwhile, Russian ally Belarus said it was bolstering its own troop numbers at its border after claiming Ukraine had entered its airspace with drones. The African CDC has declared an mpox outbreak a public health emergency, with the move used as a clear call for action. The current outbreak has spread through several African nations, particularly the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where the virus, formerly labeled as monkeypox, was first discovered in humans in 1970. Jean Kasia, head of the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, stated that mpox has now crossed borders, torn families apart, and led toward pain and suffering that is touching every corner of the continent. The decision to call the emergency is expected to help mobilize financial assistance and other resources in an early effort to halt the spread of the disease, which, according to CDC data as of August 4th, there have now been more than 38,000 cases of mpox and 1,456 deaths in Africa since the start of 2022.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, 14th of August. Today's bulletin was written by Adam Stightley, Tristan Serrano and Celia Ward, and read to you by Adam Stightley and Celia Ward. We will be back shortly with the weather and this week's local produce, so stay tuned. But first, you're listening to Dance With Me, The Beatniks.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
This is the R1 News bringing you the weather. Today is bloody sunny, it's a high of 17, and it's a great excuse to get outside.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
This has been the R1 News. We will be back at 1:30 with the local produce, so stay tuned. First up is the Noval Park Road. Welcome back to R1 News at 1. We are joined now by Jordan from The Critic, who is here with us to talk about their column Local Produce. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Who is this week's Local Produce?
DJ Bax, who is a donk DJ extraordinaire.
Yes.
Yeah. And also the guitarist for Leo Lilly.
Cool.
Who I also did a Local Produce on.
Yeah. How did you come across them?
My friend Angus, who also volunteers here, has his show on Friday, also does stuff for The Critic. He's really into DJing. He DJs as Risk, and he showed me a mix-up of Careless Whisper by George Michael and Gucci Flip Flops by Bad Baby that DJ Baxter did.
Yeah.
And it popped off, and then I've been like a fan ever since then.
Sick.
And Angus recommended that I do a Local Produce on DJ Bax.
Cool.
So I did. Yeah.
So when talking to DJ Bax, did he share a bit about his story, how he got into DJing?
Yeah, he mainly got into DJ the way like everyone else does. Like you come to Dunedin and you do D&B because that's just kind of what there is to do. He also made like a couple of like indie beats, and he was doing that for a while for his friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But then he was just on the internet, as we all do, and then found this genre called SoundClown, which is just weird mix-ups. And when you speed those up a lot, that basically is what donk music is.
Yeah.
And he's kind of fallen into that. Getting involved with the Big Fresh Collective and Donk Dubbo, who was on Radio 1 Top 11,
yes,
featuring DJ Bax.
I saw that. How good.
Yeah. So he's a big influence to him and the whole donk scene in New Zealand. Yeah.
Cool. So how's it going for them at the moment, did he say?
Yeah, things are going really well. Like, he didn't think he'd be in this position that he is right now, where like he's known on like a wider stage.
Yeah.
One of his songs, Freak, got to number 3 on the SRN top 10 chart, which is like pretty massive when that's like one of your first songs you're putting out.
Mm.
And so yeah, he's stoked about it.
Yeah, we'll play that song at the end too.
Hell yeah.
Did he mention if he's had to face any challenges or if it's been hard in his journey at all?
He mentioned that there were challenges between like alternating performing from doing DJ and like playing guitar for Leo Lilly when he does like when it's a solo guitar kind of thing, like all the pressure's kind of on him, but when he's just DJing, like a lot of the pressure has kind of come off. It's a lot easier, and that's like his forte.
Freeing.
And he really enjoys it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Cool. Has he got some up and coming gigs?
Usually he's just at Caro. So if you want to go to Carousel, he'll usually be there playing his tunes. I'll be dancing. Yeah. Jemima, and his producer, will be dancing. Yeah. It's a good time.
Cool. Okay, well, his Instagram is DJB4X.
Yes.
And he's on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, so you can listen to his mixes there.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. I highly recommend.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jordan, for sharing this week's produce.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to be back each week with new local produce, so stay tuned on Wednesdays. We're going to play some of DJ Beck's now. We'll start with Crank That Donk.
Yes.
Soulja Boy, tell me. Hey, I got the new dance for y'all called the Soulja Boy. You just got to punch that crank back 3 times from left to right.
You've been listening to Radio 1 News on Wednesday the 14th of August. It's been hosted by Celia Ward and Adam Stoutley. This is DJ Bex.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings. Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.